I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Which women's college team attracts more fans than all but the most popular men's college basketball programs? And here's a hint, the sport does not involve a ball. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Does it involve a keg?
No, just you have to be patient for this.
All right, okay.
On Thursday, a U.S. district judge overruled the NFL, the immediate result of which is that Adrian Peterson, who has admitted to hitting his child with a branch, can be reinstated. NFL Players Association Executive Director Demora Smith characterized that decision as, quote, victory for the rule of law. Has he got that right?
Well, it's a victory for the collective bargaining agreement, which the NFL and its arbitrator ignored by giving Peterson this kind of de facto open-ended suspension that they gave him. Obviously, this was a decision the NFL made in a panic because it was getting a torrent of bad publicity. And this is what happens when you make these kind of ad hoc decisions based on one or two cases. And you have an existing structure of punishment in place. It may be inadequate, but it's there.
Meanwhile, Carolina Panthers defensive end Greg Hardy is reportedly seeking immediate reinstatement. Charges that Hardy threatened to kill his ex-girlfriend were dropped on February 9th after he reached a financial settlement with the woman and she declined to testify. Is the NFL going to lose this one as well?
I'm not exactly sure on this one, but it was clear that après Peterson, the deluge, that the NFL, as I said before, it's repeatedly ignored the collective bargaining agreement that it freely signed. And federal judges look askance at that. So, I mean, I make Hardy 50-50.
Is there a way for the NFL to satisfy the critics who'd like the league to be tougher on its criminal employees without running afoul of the various protections to which they're entitled?
Yeah, negotiate a tougher collective bargaining agreement next time. And if you can't get it, don't ignore the one you have.
Charlie, Earl Lloyd, the first black player to play in an NBA game, died this week. Fewer people know Lloyd's story than know the story of baseball's Jackie Robinson, but did that make him any less of a pioneer?
No, but it is interesting. The NBA took far less of a percentage of the time of its existence to integrate, obviously, than baseball did. And at the time it integrated, which in Earl Lloyd's case was 1950, nobody was paying attention to the NBA. Now, Earl Lloyd went through the same kind of private hell that any racial pioneer in this country went through at that time, but he did it way out of the spotlight, and he did it in places like Fort Wayne.
Probably important to note also that Lloyd was an excellent player. He led the Syracuse Nationals to an NBA championship. I wonder if folks in Syracuse even remember the Nationals these days.
Well, I mean, you know, Dolph Schayes is still alive, who was the star on that team, and he's apparently taken himself to make sure people remember that Earl Lloyd, the big cat, could really play.
Given the number of college basketball games played each week, I'm sure that lots of players turned in memorable performances. But was any of those performances any more memorable than the one turned in by Xavier Rathan Mays of Florida State on Wednesday evening?
Yeah, sometimes, Bill, the ball just goes in the hoop.
This is a new definition of the hot hand, as far as I'm
concerned. Oh, absolutely. 30 points in 4 minutes, including 6 3-pointers. And he hit 8 of his last 10 shots from the field. And he hit 19 of the 30-point run in slightly more than 3 minutes.
Yeah, the only sad part of this story.
They lost the game,
right,
Bill.
It did not have that Hollywood ending. They lost the game.
The other thing that's interesting about it is that Rathan Mays is the second leading scorer on the Florida State team, even after that game.
NASCAR driver Travis Quappel misplaced an important piece of equipment ahead of this week's Sprint Cup race in Atlanta. So, Mr. NASCAR, what did he lose?
He not only lost the car he drives, he lost the trailer the car was stowed in. Now, this has got to be a deliberate act because there's no way you can steal one of those NASCAR trailers accidentally. There isn't a spot on the outside that isn't covered by a sponsorship or something.
I thought the world had already learned everything it needed to know about Tom Brady. But this week,
I certainly do.
This week, there was news about what the quarterback plans to do at the end of his football career. So, do you like him for Any Given Sunday, the sequel?
Yeah, he's now apparently, according to the reliable Star magazine, an undisclosed source, I'm sure very close to Tom, has interested in becoming a movie star once his NFL career reaches his conclusion. The person reporting this for Bleacher Report tells us, quote, Brady seemingly has all of the qualities that a great actor needs. Really?
Did you see his press conference regarding Deflategate?
You think he was acting?
He was superb.
Acting!
I was astonished that the Oscar committee didn't immediately jump into the proceeding.
Acting! Bravo!
And finally, Charlie, a new species of wasp has been discovered in East Africa. Please tell us what the Taumaturdryanus tucaroski has to do with sports.
Sports! It's named after Boston Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask. It was named by an entomologist who grew up in the Boston area. This species is named after the acrobatic goaltender for the Finnish national ice hockey team and the Boston Bruins, whose glove hand is as tenacious as the raptorial foretarsus of this drynid species.
Mm.
An army marches on its foretarsals. I'm just telling you this right now.
I'm looking for Tuukka Rask to have one of these things, a decal of it, on his goalie mask.
Oh, I think there's no question, but I would not tell Tuukka that technically his namesake insect is, quote, an ectoparasitoid, because that doesn't sound good at all.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Acting!